This is The Right to Happiness, brought to you by CBS Radio. Today, with Grace fully recovered, she and Skip are planning to return to college. And now, around the family dinner table...
Well, Lee, I'm glad you're enjoying the cake.
Good cake's fine.
Grace, I must apologize for my husband's manners.
But he likes it.
Have some more, Dad. Let the belt out another notch.
Well, I don't think a man might be allowed to enjoy a birthday cake without being criticized.
I didn't hear you, dear.
I said it's a marvelous birthday cake, that's all.
Well, I didn't know anyone was having a birthday.
Me either.
Well... the same recipe you always use, Carolyn.
No, it isn't.
Now, don't carp, my love. Don't criticize my judgment.
It's a new recipe. Grace baked it.
No kidding.
Mm-hmm. Oh, nothing, really. Nothing at all, Lee.
Well, it's awfully good. You're quite a cook. And see here, Carolyn, you are having a birthday before long.
Oh, perish the thought.
Now, this may be a premature celebration, but I like the idea, just the four of us.
I've never been so happy.
By the way, Mrs. McDonald, exactly when is your next birthday?
If you can't think hard enough to remember, I am not going to tell you.
Oh, I'm too full.
And which one is it, Mother? How old are you?
Why, Skip, I'm amazed at you. That's a most impertinent question.
I can figure it out.
My dear young man, your mother is as radiantly fair, as radiantly young, as she was the day you were born, these many gay years ago. You should never ask a lady how old she is. Rather, how young she is.
Okay. Mother, how young will you be your next birthday?
I have no comment.
Oh, come on.
If you don't know now, you never will.
19, Mrs. McDonald?
Oh, yes, Grace. 19. I feel like 19 today. Having you here these past few days and now around our table, I've never been so content.
Now, Mother, you don't have to keep telling Grace that everything's fine and dandy between you. It gets embarrassing.
No, I doubt that, dear.
We're not getting married for a long time. Like, maybe till we graduate. There's no use trying to sell her on an earlier wedding, either.
I haven't a thing to sell, Skip.
Amen.
Except now that her mother's moved away, I simply want Grace to know and... well, I want her to feel that this is her home whenever she wants to use it. Even if her mother was still here. Someday, Grace will be a member of our family. Darling, let's get used to this family idea before you're Skip's wife. Let's start getting used to it now.
Well, it'll be a great thing to have two excellent cooks around the place, kiddo. But I'll have to get a larger belt.
Another piece of cake, Lee?
Oh, thanks. I have no place to put it.
Well, then, if you're all finished...
I'll help you clean up, Mrs.
McDonald. Oh, thank you. Grace, please don't.
Oh, I'd like to. I want to.
That's a good idea. It'll save me the trouble.
Why, Lee, since when have you...
You and Skip relax. I'll start with the table, Mrs. McDonald. We'll have the place spick and span in two shakes of a lamb's tail.
See, Skip, I'd like a short talk with you alone. Let's go in the library. Hmm?
Okay.
Sit down.
Yes, sir. Say, Dad, I think it's absolutely terrific about your partnership in Mr. Marvin's law firm. It's really the greatest.
Oh, thanks, Skip.
Mom's ready to bust. She's so happy.
Well, I am too, son.
That means you don't have to go it alone anymore. It's the best firm in town. Things are looking up.
Yes, I'm very flattered. Of course, it means giving up a certain sense of freedom. Individual freedom of action and time. But there's a lot to be said on both sides. Individual responsibility versus security and so forth.
Even so, it's...
I'll still have plenty of individual freedom as a partner. Otherwise, I wouldn't have accepted it. And if I find the firm is too restricting, well, it's a long life, my lad.
Meaning you'll get out of there and set up your own shop again, huh?
You tell me. Right now, I'm sure I made the right choice. Time will give the answer.
Well, Mom thinks it's best.
Yes, and I have an idea she's right.
Dad, are you going to win the case you've been working on?
Oh, I think we'll get what we're asking. Hope so. Skip, how much money did you put on the line for your apartment?
At State College?
In the place you and Grace would have lived if you'd eloped.
$50.
Uh-huh. Well, I've already made out a check for you. Here you are, take it.
Wow.
It'll more than cover it, and you keep the difference.
Hey, $100.
Mm-hmm, but spend the balance wisely.
Gee, thanks.
There's another thing, Skip. The car you borrowed and cracked up has been fixed and sent back to your friend at college.
Say, I called the garage about that and...
Well, you can forget it. I'm taking care of it. The bill isn't large, and... also, that monkey who forced you off the road got a 30-day suspended sentence and a good stiff fine. Let's hope it's a lesson to him. And thank goodness it wasn't any worse.
You can say that again.
And I think that pretty well wraps up the developments of these past few days. Now tell me, how do you feel about everything?
I feel like a million, Dad.
You sure?
Honest. I never thought Mom would care for Grace or accept her or approve. Now my whole outlook on life has changed. It has to be, Dad. It's going to be. And Mom's attitude makes a wonderful difference.
You're not sorry that Grace wants to wait instead of marrying you now?
I am a little.
Well, I hope not too much.
No, not too much. If she wants to prove herself to herself first, that's fine. It shows what a wonderful girl she is.
It does that.
You know, you're a pretty swell guy yourself, Dad.
Well, thank you, Skip. Believe me, the feeling's mutual, old boy. Sorry about this interruption.
Don't mind me.
Hello. Oh, yes. Yes, Mr. Cornish. You have, I see. Will you please hold on a minute? Skip, this is on the case you asked about. This is a long-winded gentleman.
Hey, I hope you have the mouthpiece covered.
Oh, I have. I just thought I'd tell you in case you have packing to do.
Okay. We should get going pretty quick.
All right, you drive the family car out and bring it back as soon as you can.
What will you use?
Oh, we'll manage.
Boy, that's wonderful. Thanks again.
Well, don't crack it up.
I won't.
And wish me luck here.
I do.
I'll be with you as soon as I can.
Okay.
Mr. Cornish, sorry for the delay. Tell me what you've decided.
Now, a little later, standing with the car in the driveway.
Oh, I wish you two didn't have to go back so soon.
Oh, I wish not too, Mrs. McDonald. But we have a lot of work to make up for.
We'll be back with the car in a few days, Mom. Oh, here comes Dad. That man really was long-winded, all right.
Lee, did you win? Did they agree to your terms?
I think they did. Look at him smile.
He looks like a cat.
We got everything we asked for, boys and girls.
Oh, darling.
Mm-hmm. Oh, you're so smart, Lee.
Why?
Signed, sealed, and delivered in a neat little package.
You've been talking with Mr. Cornish all this time, Dad?
Well, no, not entirely, Skip. I checked the office. Things are on the fire.
I'm so glad, Lee.
Yeah, same here.
Mom, we'd better get going.
Yes, I'm afraid so, dear.
Let me kiss you goodbye.
Mm-hmm. Good luck, dear.
Grace, could you see your way clear? And...
Of course, Lee.
Now, kiddo, no tears.
I can hardly keep them back.
Is that the way I affect you?
Oh, don't be so silly.
Dad, time's up.
You're okay.
Come on, honey.
Grace, dear.
Yes, Mrs. McDonald?
Let me kiss you, too.
Thank you for being such a wonderful mother and everything.
We're going to make up for all the time we've lost, dear.
Oh, I want to. I'm very happy.
I am, too.
Hey, come on. Nobody's going to China. College is only an hour away.
Oh, Lee, I'm very pleased with those children. Thankful that everything's turned out so beautifully.
Uh-huh. Wonder what would have happened if they'd gotten to Centerville the other day. If we'd gotten there.
We'll never know, will we?
Nope.
I'm very proud of you, dear. I've never been as optimistic, as thrilled with life, as happy as I am now.
Oh, why?
There's no simple answer, darling.
Oh, happiness is a simple thing. A simple state of well-being.
It's a lot more complex than that. And you, of all people, should know it.
Where are you going?
In the library. Come here, dear.
You're looking for something?
Mm-hmm. And I know exactly where they are. Here. See?
Yes, I know what they are, too.
I've written down these quotations and explanations for years. But all of them together can't answer your question of why we sometimes know we've found real happiness.
No, but they help. Come on, let's sit on the couch.
All right.
Now, stretch yourself out. Rest that cute little head on my lap. And see if you can add enough together to explain yourself.
I'll try. I like this. Listen, dear. We are all born with a right to happiness. Yet happiness depends on the thoughts we think, on the things we do, on how generously we live.
So, living generously is part of it.
Yes.
You know, you're very pretty.
As Grace would say, hello, handsome. I'm not narrow-minded anymore, am I?
Well, you never were.
Here, dear, listen. It is human to make mistakes. But if, rather than seeking to excuse ourselves, we admit our mistakes, profit by them, and honestly try to make up for them, we've come a long way in our search for our right to happiness. I've tried to do that.
You've succeeded. I remember you saying, we can search the world over for happiness to find it on our own doorstep. Something like that.
Yes.
It's a fine ingredient, I think.
And listen to this, dear. Happiness doesn't lie in regretting the past, in complaining of the present, nor in fearing the future. It lies rather in living each 24-hour day to the fullest. That's another ingredient.
Well, we've always done that. We always will. I love you, darling.
I love you too, dear. Only, if there is a simple answer to happiness, this comes the closest. Happiness depends upon our relationship with those we love.
You're very right. It does.
Happiness depends upon our relationship with those we love. I like that the best of all.
I'd like to remind you that this Sunday you'll hear Western Adventure from U.S. Marshal Matt Dillon and Gunsmoke. You'll also get Western action from yours truly, Johnny Dollar. In fact, Johnny's going to be heading so far west that he winds up in the east, Tahiti to be exact. Be listening for Gunsmoke and yours truly, Johnny Dollar, top mystery and adventure drama, Sunday at this address. To Happiness, written by John M. Young, produced and directed by Bruno Zerato Jr. Featured in the cast were Les Damon, Lee Graham, Peter Fernandez, Becky Bola, Daniel Arco, Ralph Camargo, Phil Meader, Mary Michael, Bob Donnelly, James Monks, Bob Dryden, Lynn Loring, Bernard Grant, and Larry Haynes. The Right to Happiness stars Claudia Morgan.